Good morning, H.G. Are you free?
Come in, John. I've just got a quarter of an hour before Alfred Wentworth arrives to see over the factory. You said you got that marketing report on the box files. Let's get on with it. What do they say?
As you know, I asked Smith Western Consultants to do us a brief marketing report on box files.
Well?
Here's their report. Apparently, the market for box files was static for a number of years, but it's growing now. There are 8 firms in the business, and one of them, Maynard & Company, has about 40% of the market.
What's the average retail price for this type of file?
About 10 shillings per file.
What are the wholesale prices?
Wholesale prices range from 25% to 35% off retail prices.
Maynard's, you say? They run office stationery shops all over the country. Did you find out about the patent?
Yes. I asked Wainwright and Hansford, the patent agents, to see if our new design can be patented.
And can it? Is it a new idea, or have dozens of other people thought of it first?
Apparently, this type of steel and suction clip inside the file is a completely new idea. The agents suggest we should patent it at once. We can put in a provisional specification now that records the invention with the patent office, and then we've got 12 months to file the complete specification.
What about a trademark for it?
The agents suggest we should put in an application to register the file at once. Otherwise, a rival firm could pass off their files as being made by us.
Hello? Yes? Mr. Wentworth's on his way up now, is he? Thank you. He's early. Elizabeth, ask Mr. Wentworth to come straight in, will you?
Oh, he's here now, Mr. Grant. Would you go in, please, Mr. Wentworth?
Morning. Morning. Well, Hector, my boy, I'm all set to see the famous Harper and Grant factory. I've sat looking at it long enough from across the road. Always thought I'd like to have a closer look.
For goodness sake, sit down, Alfred. The floor shakes when you walk about like that. What do you think of this? Not bad, eh? We're applying for a patent for this new paper holder inside the file. It works by suction. I'll bet you've never seen anything like this before.
What? And how's it work? I see. Well, you know, that's funny. I have seen one rather like this. A chap I know in Manchester. I saw one like this, in fact, last week.
What?
It
it's
can't
not
be the
possible.
Same.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I said I'd buy some for my various offices when he'd started to market them.
Now, look here, Alfred. Who was this man? This is extremely serious. We're just about to apply for a patent for this.
Well, you'd better be quick, or you'll find someone else has got there first.
What's the name of this man's firm?
Oh, he's one of the sales boys for Maynard's. Robinson, I think his name is.
Oh, Lord, it couldn't be worse. We were hoping to break into the market with this.
Well, I should get your application into the patent office.
But, Mr. Wentworth, we've only just had the report in today from the patent agent.
Well, you'd better get our application in today, John.
Right, H.G. May I use your phone?
Oh, yes, yes.
Sally, the new box file paper holder. I want the second copy of the specification and a photostat of the drawing. Let me have them straight away, will you? I'm in the chairman's office. What? You sent them to Birmingham? Both copies of the drawing? Oh, good gracious, what on earth did you do that for? Can't the design department let us have another copy? Yes, ask them.
What's the trouble?
Apparently Sally sent off both copies we had of the drawing to the Birmingham factory who are making the file for us.
Oh.
She forgot to check whether they were, in fact, the only 2 copies in existence.
What time does the patent office close?
6:00. You ought to know that, Hector.
Yes? Oh, John, it's your secretary.
What? They can't find them? Well, it's too late now to be sorry.
What's happened?
the design department can't find the original designs.
Do we need drawings for the patent office?
In some cases, it's not necessary to supply drawings for a provisional specification, but in this case, apparently, we must include them.
Well, get on to Birmingham. What's the time now? 12:20. If they put them on the next train to London, you could have them collected at the station and taken straight round to the patent office.
Get me Mr. Clark of the Kitson Board Company, Birmingham, will you? It's urgent.
One of my sales clerks has got a motorbike. I'll send him to collect the drawings, and he can take them straight to the patent office. I'll get on to him straight away.